Good evening, beautiful people. Hello, it's good to be back on this beautiful Friday. Once again, in the emotional circle of intelligence, I'd like to welcome every listener and to say thank you to everyone who tuned in last week, two weeks ago, when we talked about the rules of being human. It's something you don't want to miss in case you did. So please do go back and have a listen to the last episode from this emotional circle of intelligence. You can listen right here on Anchor or on several other streaming platforms like podcast, like Apple Podcasts, like Spotify, YouTube, and Google Podcasts too, and of course Spotify. So please do not hesitate to catch up on that. Today I would be talking to us about something that I've come to realize is a cheat code, and that is why today's topic is called the cheat code. Okay, and in case you're wondering what that cheat code is, it is consistency. All right, consistency is a cheat code. All right, when you can combine that with quality delivery, you are as good as unstoppable. It is on that note I would like to start today's topic, titled Consistency, the cheat code. You know, I remember severally when people reach out to me and they tell me, Adidi, this is something I want to do, this is something I'm looking for, especially in matters of digital marketing. Which I kind of have a knack for, or maybe in podcasting, or maybe in content creation generally. I usually tell them two things are important: quality delivery and consistency. All right. As a matter of fact, quality delivery is not as important as consistency. And you'll find out why I said so. As long as you're putting out quality content outside, quality products, and then you're consistent at it. Okay, now the truth is motivation is beautiful, but consistency cracks it. All right, there are days you won't feel like doing anything, like today. Okay, you don't want to know the time of the day that I am recording this. But I know I have to. Not necessarily because I'm willing to, but because I have to. All right. If I keep coming over, zoning off on you guys, ghosting you guys for months or weeks, and then I keep coming back to apologize, you won't take me seriously, right? So I understand that I have to be consistent at what I am doing. Okay. And two beautiful stories readily come to mind. You know, a lot of us might have heard about Michael Jordan, who is acclaimed, who is said to be the person who redefined the basketball world. All right, now this was somebody who failed severally, but he was consistent. Okay, this was somebody who lost well over 300 professional games, lost over 9,000 shots. Okay, as a matter of fact, his expected success rate is below 50%, which means that if he has to throw two shots then to score, then one is definitely to fail. But he went on to be one of, if not the biggest or the greatest basketballers this side of the planet has ever seen. And then there is a very common one, Thomas Edison. All right, there's a lot of statistics out there about how many times Thomas Edison tried. A lot of motivational speakers have told us, you know, he did it severally. Some said 10,000, some said 1,000, some said, and I saw a statistic recently that said he did it precisely 2,774 times before he made it. But, well, let me put it this way, I'm not going to give you a definite number, because I do not have one on I do not have one on good authority. But what I'm going to tell you is that Edison failed enough, right? He failed so well that even the smartest person would have given up. Okay, he failed so well, like a lot of times, and like it's been quoted over and over again. He said he didn't actually fail all those times. He just learned ways not to make electricity. Okay, so but it was consistent, right? And I saw an interesting, tweet on Twitter some time ago. It said that, paraphrased, it said the market space is filled with lots of people who people would generally call dumb or not smart, you know. And then these people are earning 10 times better than the smart ones, than you, that you are listening to me right now. And you want to know why? It's because they are not smart enough to doubt themselves. Let that sink in. So some of these C students who are, or D students who are employing A students now, are people who aren't smart enough to doubt themselves. You know, intelligence can be a curse at times. You know, you tend to over-rationalize things, you tend to over-analyze things, and then you begin to, doubts begin to creep in, and then begin to ask yourself questions about, why have I not done this, why have I not done that? But you see, these seemingly dumb people are doing incredible things because they aren't that smart. They're not so smart to the point of doubting themselves. Okay, so what we need is, the beauty of consistency is that you don't have to be exceptional to be exceptional, right? You just have to be consistent at something, no matter how small. You have to be consistent at something. Okay, even if it's at failing, you have to be consistent at failing to be tagged a failure. All right, so it's not a matter of, oh, I have to be the brightest student, I have to have that eureka moment, or I have to be able to daily motivate myself. You know, there's something called intrinsic motivation, right? We'll talk about that later. But there is, you probably do not need all of that, right? People who run on motivation most times do not last long, because they thrive on the high points, and you can't always have the high points, all right? But you have to bury your head and be consistent at whatever you do, in your relationship, at work, in your business, in even, just name it. Be consistent. Okay? You know, it's unfortunate that we're in a generation where people just want to do something and then quick returns, right? You want to have a weak conversation with somebody and you want to be able to build so much trust and relationship. No, it doesn't work like that. Okay, you want to start a business today. In a matter of 2 months, you want it to have... Come on. No, it doesn't work like that. Even for a business to come and loss, for a business to go IPO, you have to be consistently... Like, you have to consistently do things for at least 3 years before you can... Do you understand? So, you have to, consistency is so important in our day-to-day lives that our progress, our success in everything is hinged on it. James Rohn says something interesting, that success is neither magical or mysterious. Success is a natural consequence of consistently applying basic fundamentals. Doing the seemingly dumb things, the seemingly simple things. All right. it's keeping it simple and stupid. That's what it takes to actually, boom, succeed in life. Okay, so how do we get consistent? I did, you've been saying it over and over again. Like we probably said it 100 times in this podcast, that consistency is this, consistency. So how do we get consistent? To be honest, if you like Google right now, like just Google right now, you will see several things you can do to be consistent. But now I've energy to be telling you plenty of things. This is not a self-help something. It's not I'm not here to come and bobo you. I'm just here to tell you simple facts. I'm going to tell you just two things that will help your life. And I'm trying to make it as simple as possible so that you never forget. The number one thing to do to be consistent in life is that you have to have a goal. You have to have something you're doing, right? That is the number one thing. Okay, if you're going to be consistent, if you want to be consistent at sleeping is the goal. What to be consistent at eating is the goal. You understand? If you want to be consistent at making people laugh is your goal. If you want to be consistent at earning somebody's trust, or you want to be consistent at having a beautiful relationship, then that is the goal. You want to be a global brand. A global brand, that is the goal, right? And that's why you see multinationals or any company out there, they have a vision, and every effort, it's from all fronts, it's a concerted effort to see that vision is achieved, consistently working towards that goal. There's an adage where I come from, that when you see a blacksmith eating at a particular spot, it's looking for something. Right, and it's usually not the last punch that pulls down the wall, it's a cumulative of all the punches that you have exerted on that wall, they have exerted on that seemingly insurmountable mountain. Right, so you have to have a goal. I have to be like, that is the beginning. Have a goal. I've given instances. Have a goal. Or you want to be emotionally intelligent. You want to be an emotionally intelligent expert. That is the focus. Alright, you want to be a renowned HR person. And that is the focus. You want to be the person that, if they want to cook party jollof in Borno State, and they need somebody, and you are in Ekiti, they will order. That is the goal. And you see what the number two thing is? Never lose sight of the goal. Never lose sight of rule number one. Safe to say, we can make it the two rules of consistency. Have a goal. Rule number two, never lose sight of rule number one. No matter what you do, no matter how distracted it is, as long as you're convinced that you're doing it, keep at it. Alright? Too much words do not fill the basket, or you get the drift. So I'm going to sign out on this. Okay. I looked at this guy called Anil Jasani. He's a young guy doing incredibly well. He's an Indian. And he said something profound about consistency. He said, if you fail once or twice in something, it's fine. But if you fail in something 100 times, then you can become the only successful person in that thing in this world. I'll take that again, this time slowly. If you fail once or twice in something, it is fine. But if you fail in something 100 times, then you can become the only successful person in that thing in this world. Okay, if you can see me right now, I literally just put my two fingers on my head and salute, like signing out. But yeah. Peace from here. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope you're going to make up your mind to be consistent at that thing you're doing. All right. If all you're going to be doing is podcasting, if what you want to do is to be a YouTuber, you just have to be consistent. And please don't forget that you don't have to be exceptional to be exceptional. You don't have to have that craziest idea in the world. You just have to have the simple thing, the simplest thing, the seemingly simple, stupid idea. And you just have to keep hammering it. And it's just a matter of time before somebody notices you, and then another person notices you, and the ripple effect keeps continuing. And before you know it, it could just be the next big thing, right? What you need is not motivation. What you need is putting your head down, digging it, and doing what you know how to do best. And even if you keep failing at it, keep doing it. Because it's just a matter of time. Alright. So I'll be signing out on that note today. And hope to see you or hear from you in 2 weeks' time. Please do not hesitate to drop your comments. For our YouTube audience, do well to like, share, and subscribe. So that you don't miss any of our amazing contents. In whatever you do this new weekend, please make sure you just have fun. Because I know that for some of you, they've just been salary. Like, just take yourself out on the trade, right? It doesn't have to be too much. Don't go and run bankrupt. Don't go and do Dorime. And you'll be drinking guy for the rest of the month. But too, please, give yourself a treat, no matter how small. All right? And while you're at it, stay safe.